Starting another brand new hour now, the Steve Gerber Show, live from Studio G in the heart of America. Thank you for being here. I'm fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. And look, I'm going to tell it to you straight. It might hurt you a bit, but truth is good for you. God bless America. Three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, an American tourist behind bars in Turks and Caicos in the Caribbean. You'll be stunned that he's facing a mandatory 12 years because he had four rounds of ammunition from a deer hunting trip in his bag. Number two, foreign students that are here on visas could find themselves getting thrown out of the country, says DHS. Certainly, if they're caught doing anything that contributes to unrest or violence, like, say, on college campuses. And number three, Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, says we are ripe to get hit by a terrorist attack. And he says the threat level is extremely dangerous right now. And it's because we don't know who came through the southern border. Couple that with all the hate on campuses around the country. It is a recipe for disaster, he says. And yet, we're not doing anything. You have to wonder who is in charge of any of it. Who is in charge of any of it? How about this? Let's start with Joe Biden talking yesterday, giving a little speech somewhere. He is so gone. Less and less on the ball. He is so gone. Listen to this little comment. We might play it twice for you. Here it is. All right, Joe Biden. Joe Biden there. I didn't hear him bring it. There you come back to me. Here you go. I don't know. I didn't hear him there. Did we hear that? Did the world hear that? Can somebody tell me what's happening? Please. All right, Joe Biden less and less on the ball as he is gone. Says four more years. Pause in case you didn't hear it, because I didn't hear it. No idea. And we're going to wait and see if we can get that fixed, because that's kind of where I am for a minute. Meanwhile, those foreign students could be facing expulsion for anti-Israel rioting, according to DHS. Anti-Israel protests on college campuses are on the rise across the United States. The Department of Homeland Security confirming Wednesday that foreign students could be facing deportation, suspension from their courses while on a student visa, because if you create problems in the country, you can be tossed, you see. You create problems in the country, you can be tossed. Anti-Israel protests taking place at Columbia College campus across the country. Some of the worst, USC. Don't know if you saw this, University of Southern California. Anti-Semitic rhetoric. And in fact, when the police moved in Southern California, man, they pushed back and they got ugly about it. At the University of Texas in Austin, the police came in and cleared the campus. They didn't even mess around. Our rules matter. They will be enforced, said UT Austin president Jay Hartzell. He put out a statement last night saying that unequivocally defended his decision to shut down anti-Israel protests on campus. More than 30 people were cuffed and dragged. Our rules matter. They will be enforced, he said in a lengthy statement. Recognize there was a lot of emotion surrounding these events. It has been a challenging day for many, he wrote. We've witnessed much activity we normally do not experience on our campus. Understandably, a lot of emotion surrounding these events. Today, the university held firm, enforcing our rules while protecting the constitutional right to free speech. He covered it both. Peaceful protests within our rules are acceptable. Breaking our rules and policies and disrupting others' ability to learn is not allowed. The group that led this protest stated it was going to violate institutional rules. Our rules matter. They will be enforced. So the kids don't just get to say, hey, we're gonna change the rules because we care. It's all about us. No, child, it is not all about you. No, child, it is not about you. Say again. All right, let's try Joe Biden again. Let's see if we can hear him again. Let's try that. We're going back to Joe. No, I got no Joe. All right, skip that. Little technical issue here this morning. We'll get through it. Don't you worry about it. So the idea, and I agree with this, by the way. You've got all this hate on campus. If the university presidents in certain places say, we're not going to put up with this, and they crack down on it. They crack down on it and say, look, we're going to stop it like they did at UT Austin. like they did at NYU a day before. They've not done this at Columbia. They're negotiating. They didn't do it at Harvard, so they're negotiating. At USC, they're trying to push back. Oh, somebody got their feelings. I don't care. It's our university. These are public institutions, most of them. University of Spoiled Children is not, but most of these are public institutions, which means it's my money. And these little brats, these snot-nosed little brats who think they are so entitled to everything, who hate America but want their freedom of speech and their right to be, you know, disruptive and beyond, because they want to throw chairs and fight the police and everything else. Well, that's a problem. Public institutions and my tax money gets to be protected by my police officers, who I also pay for. Yep, we get to do it that way as well, to protect me. The university did what we said, as we said we would, in the face of prohibited actions, he continued. We were prepared with the necessary support to maintain campus operations and ensure the safety, well-being, and learning environment for more than 50,000 students. Again, that's UT Austin. 50,000 kids go there. And a few hundred want to say, hey, we can do whatever we want. We can do whatever we want. We're grateful for the countless staff members and state and university law enforcement officers. I mean, it was pretty impressive. They came out in droves, they did. They came out in droves and pushed the protesters back where they belong. Get out of my way. This is our campus, not yours. And so a lot going on there, and this isn't going to get any better, by the way. It's not going to get any better. It's going to get far worse, as I have been telling you. The summer of hate is upon us. These are just test shots. And again, think about who has come into our country. These are test shots. There are people right now planning to do much worse to us, using that as a distraction on college campuses. Mark my words, Christopher Ray says exactly the same. And now a word from one of our great sponsors. America's Farm Market is Patriot Foods. Find the best meat, produce, and products all 100% made in America. Patriot Foods now offers a lot of organic options, including the best fruits and vegetables, so you can find them if you want them. If they're organic, they've got it at Patriot Foods. They've got you covered. If you're looking for the highest quality meat, like low-lying Angus beef, Berkshire pork, Patriot Foods has you covered. You're going to love this stuff. Trust me. We have to look out for each other. We have to look out for the American farmer. That's why Patriot Foods was created, to make sure you can buy the best products from the best farmers, American farmers. New sales popping up almost daily in a selection that cannot be beat. Maybe you should visit patriotfoods.com. If you haven't been there in a while, you should be patriotfoods.com. And by the way, if you use the promo code Gruberin, you will save 10% more. So stop by America's Farm Market at patriotfoods.com. Use the promo code Gruber to save 10%. And thank you for supporting America. All right. Let's see. Coming up, we've got Dean Gulmas here, former NYPD police officer, crime rate, security, and safety. We heard David talk about that in the last hour. David Zier was there in Manhattan with the former president. What's really going on in New York? We'll take a deeper dive after the break here on the Steve Gruber Show. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Tired of your dues paying for union politics? They try to hide it, but union bosses spend billions in dues every election cycle to fund a radical agenda that is out of touch with rank-and-file union workers. But there's good news. You can stop it. You don't have to pay for union politics. A Supreme Court case won by the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation means public employees can stop paying union dues completely. Exercise your rights and request free legal aid from the National Right to Work Foundation, nrtw.org/Michigan, nrtw.org/Michigan.